Thank you and good afternoon. A single vehicle collision between a pickup truck and a power pole on Highway 36 temporarily shut down the roadway to through traffic this morning. Caltrans issued an alert at about 10 o'clock, but crews on scene had one-way controlled traffic moving by 11. The CHP is investigating the cause of the crash. Caltrans has also announced that Highway 299 will remain closed into the second week of January as work to clear a massive slide continues. Caltrans is constructing a temporary roadway adjacent to the slide area, and the work is expected to be completed by the 8th, but won't be completed until a later date. And a slide on Maple Creek Road between Blue Lake and Corbell has caused headaches for residents. The slide, located just east of the 299 cutoff, has closed down a section of the roadway, and it's expected to remain closed until tomorrow. Motorists and residents are encouraged to use an alternate route. Fortuna police arrested two men on drug and weapons charges after they received a call of an armed man inside a parked car at Rona Park. The call came in at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and the caller said they were walking through the park when they saw four men in a car and that one of them had a handgun. Police responded to the scene and ordered the four from the vehicle at gunpoint after the officer spotted a .38 caliber revolver in the lap of Fernando Martinez, a man well known to law enforcement and who had a felony warrant out in his name. Officers searched the four men and arrested Martinez for possession of the handgun as well as for possession of heroin. Officers also arrested 18-year-old Tristan Lewis, who was found with a semi-automatic handgun tucked into the waistband of his pants. He was booked for a concealed firearm. There are new laws that will go into effect when the calendar flips to the new year, including one law that will require anyone convicted of DUI to install an ignition interlock device on their car in order to be eligible for a restricted license or to have their license reinstated. California has become the first state to define and legalize lane splitting that allows motorcycle riders to drive between stopped or slowly moving cars. The CHP is in the process of crafting specific guidelines for that maneuver. Vehicle registration fees will rise by $53 in 2017, and that applies to all vehicles, trailers, and coaches. The minimum wage goes up next year from $10 an hour to $10.50, and it will increase each year after until it reaches $15 in 2022. Just some of the new laws that will go into effect with the new year. California Highway Patrol officers in Mendocino County were involved in a vehicle pursuit with a Eureka man after he failed to pull over for an officer who attempted a traffic stop as they were headed southbound on Highway 101 on Tuesday afternoon just south of Willits. The vehicle pursuit happened at normal speed, however, as officers witnessed 44-year-old Jesse Garcia of Eureka as he displayed obscene hand gestures at them but refused to pull over and just kept going at a leisurely pace. A spike strip was laid down in front of Coyote Valley Casino, but Garcia came to a stop before he ran over the strip. He then simply sat in his car and refused commands from officers, who eventually removed him from the vehicle and arrested him. Garcia was booked for refusal to comply. Impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We have just 2 days remaining in the 2016 year, and now we take a look back at some of the top stories. In this segment, we look at the month of September. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife offered a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Sean Hoff Jr., who was accused of firing several shots at a game warden who was investigating poaching off Highway 36 in late August. The reward would later be raised to $20,000. It was in September that an investigation into a double homicide at a marijuana grow in High and Palm was opened. Two Eureka men, 47-year-old Michael Sims and 57-year-old Lawrence O'Connor, were the victims. No suspects have been arrested in connection with the killings. The two men were the 12th and 13th victims of homicide reported this year, and September also brought us the death of Alan Gradwell, who was struck by a suspected drunk driver, Robert Bergeson, who was later charged with homicide. Dana Hudson was shot and killed in Willow Creek in September, becoming the 15th homicide victim, and Tim Smith of Fortuna was the 16th, after allegedly being shot and killed by John Goldberg during a domestic dispute. Arcata police officers Don Armino and Matt O'Donovan were cleared of any wrongdoing in the shooting death of Joshua Hoffman at a gas station on 6th Street. And the DA's office also cleared CHP officer Stephen Curtis in the shooting death of Killian O'Quinn, who pulled out a handgun during a traffic stop in 2015. Those were just some of the stories that captured the headlines in 2016.